The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 71 degrees. Good morning, 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 69 degrees. Good morning, 0200 hours. Mostly clear. 69 degrees. Good morning, 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning, 0400 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning, 0500 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning, 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning, 0700 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. 73 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Partly sunny. 83 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 85 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 85 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 84 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 83 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 82 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees.
QSD, QSD, QSD. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be at control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WA2M repeater and echo. Good evening, Dave. Pedestrian mobile you are. November 8, SBE. The frequencies are yours.
Yeah, I was going to say, your first couple of transmissions had quite a bit of crackling on them, and your audio level was rather low, but we can go copy it. Yeah, we're just out here looking at all the mess that they made in the yards here on the four corners of this cross street, where they dug everything up and they're putting what they call fluff out into the road, which is a traffic calming measure. The curbs essentially jut out into the lane. So we'll see. This has been a problem corner, and they're doing this in two or three corners in the neighborhood here, because this is the drag strip coming from the elementary school, where the parents essentially bring their kids out from the school here, where they go to try to get there so they're not late. And they all, on a regular basis, run the stop sign here on the corner, and I've seen some pretty spectacular accidents here. It's a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit that people who come into the neighborhood don't pay any attention to that. Back to that, NASPE.
Okay, Dave, can you give me audio check? Am I still crackling up a bit?
No, the crackling is gone, but your audio level has been a bit low.
Well, sort of screaming into the handy talkie, there's really nothing I can do on that. So, you know, we have a similar issue here in Burns Park with the Burns Park Elementary School that, boy, you don't want to be anywhere near that school or any of the nearby streets at 3:45 when school gets out, because it's just, you know, the neighbors complain about it, even the ones with small children, but just don't get in the way. So anyway, good checking in tonight. Thanks for checking in. Our next up are Echolink stations. Do we have any Echolink stations check in tonight?
WD0BCF in Houston.
WD0BCF, you're on the list. Number one, Larry. We'll get to you after all the other check-ins. Do we have any regular check-ins? Anyone else wishing to check in, please call WA4DSR now.
DATO, John.
Well, this may be a very short net tonight. So I have AC8 Bond. Do I have anyone else we need to check in tonight?
Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar, India Sierra, John.
So we have to do this, is that?
Well, that's our fair week. So I have KB8 OIS and WS8U. Do we have anyone else we need to check in? Okay, well, this week, so I can expect not many people. So let me go to the top of the list where we have a Houston on Echolink. Good to hear from you, Larry. I hope you have some questions on hurricane without major power problems or other problems.
This is WB0BCF. You are breaking up a bit, but in any event, we spent a challenging week without phone service and much of anything else, but we're back in normal operation now by about a half hour. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Larry. I'd like everyone to get back to me to give me an audio check. I'm using my AirDSP sitting in the standard location, and we'll just see how these numbers go. Next up is ACATO Don and our voice of North Campus. How goes things, Don?
Thanks, Pat. ACATO Don. Yeah, on audio, this last couple of you've been very scratchy, starting when you called for the beginning was very scratchy, and then right around the time where you were saying, like, Lamb being especially welcome, it very abruptly cleared up. The beginning of Dave was pretty scratchy, too, and then it got better, so I am not sure what things here. But the only thing I have is that because of the weather, the work has had to been pushed back a little. They're still hoping to finish time before class will start, but the downside is that this coming week may have to observe the fact no operating during daytime, even Saturday and Sunday. I will post something physically there, but that might, I don't think it's going to be a big issue. I don't have any major contests or anything this coming week, but that's the main thing I've been kind of keeping my eyes on. ACTO Bennett.
Okay, Don, you're breaking up a bit too, so I'm wondering if it might be the repeater. So a check, and thanks for the update on the shack and everything you do to keep the club running. Next up is KB8OIS. John, any news from the shack?
KB8OIS. Nothing to report. I've been about 3 weeks and have not heard of any concerns or complaints. Yeah, you are breaking out. Your air conditioning running, if that's caused that problem. If not, it could be the temperature of the mechanical floor. It looks like it's reading about 111 degrees right now. But maybe a little towards the high side. Back to you, KB8OIS.
Okay, John. You're breaking up as well, so I suspect it's the repeater, and the temperature may very well have something to do with it. Final on this first wrap, you, Matt. Good evening, Matt. How are you?
I'm pretty ringing the net. But
the traffic calming, the curb jutting out is in the speed bumps. See where that could be a problem, especially for someone like me, where we suddenly get squeezed into a car where we thought they had space to, you know, pass us. It's really terrible for a bike, which would say, I think is in like you, where they did that on Forest and Wells, where there's these huge speed bumps in the middle of the road, and like riding over those with a bike going, you know, through like a 2x4 in the middle of the road, and that's not exactly encouraging people to not drive. Everyone is driving, and different people seem to be driving out in different ways. Some people are with, or at least everyone on Roxbury seems okay over Echolink, but everyone on RF seems to, like, there's like crackling with their dropping out, notably just silence. I think something to do with the repeater running in software and having trouble decoding and encoding stuff correctly and something hanging or not quite keeping up on the computer. Let's see. What I did this week, yesterday, I finally tuned your antenna and I couldn't get to load up right, and I sort of going there with the instructions, how the instructions said it's supposed to work. I kind of went by how the instructions said to feed it, and when I did it, seemed to have an SWR that was got down to, I think it was about 3-1 in the middle of the band, and went up a little bit, and or it was like 1.3-1 about the middle of the band, and about 0.8-1 at the end, and that I can live with. Now I just need to construct a different way, a little bit of a different way to mount that. That's going to be waterproof. There's a different tap along the feed system that supposedly just kind of varies impedance over distance. It didn't work out so well, but bracket thing that it comes with it to make it match right. Anyhow, the rest of you back on it.
Okay, Matt. Interesting on the experiments, and you were breaking up quite a bit. Suspect it has something to do with the repeater, perhaps overheating. I've been through the list first. Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Check-ins or rechecks. Please call WA4DSR now.
6 AM.
Okay, it's been you. Dan, we'll turn it over to you. Welcome to Art Fair Week.
Yeah, WA4DSR on the net, TV6NU. I just had to get on here and boast a little bit. I spent the last several days in New York City attending the Planet Earth Conference, where I did one-day classes. And I'm happy to report that we now have 25 new hacker hams in the hobby. So there's that. Plus, I gave a talk on Friday, Appeal for Hackers. And I'm still amazed by it. I walked into the room and it was already standing only. People kept coming in after I got set up. I was so flummoxed by this, and this is the absolute truth. I walked room, I said, man, there's too many people here. This must be the wrong room. And I turned around and started walking out. Then I said, oh, no, this is the right room, and sure enough, it was. So I think TikTok is going to be up on YouTube one of these days. And if so, I'll tell you all about it. The talk went well, the class went well, and overall the success. So back to you. WKDSR-TV-6NU.
Well, Dan, I am not surprised that we to you, and even in New York City. So, relations, and we'll look forward to the YouTube video. But, again, congratulations on your popularity. So, with that, I will issue one final call for new check-ins and rechecks. Do we have any new check-ins and rechecks? WA4DSR now. Okay, nothing heard. But with that, and a noisy repeater, we'll close down the net. We wish everyone a happy Art Fair Week. The worst weather of the summer. And, talk to all of you and hopefully more next Sunday evening, same time, WA4DS Art Fair.
Good evening. 21 hours. Partly sunny. 78 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 72 degrees.